Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Feel Premier League with a £1,500 cash advance when we accept your claim. The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
The point at Stamford Bridge is no good if we don't win. As I said, the players are giving everything into the games. They're pressing and working very, very well. And we just need probably a wee bit of luck and, as I said, that extra touch of confidence that can go on. And I think once we do get that, that can improve us. But there's no doubt we've been working well. But we just need to, as I said, we need to win games, which is important if you're going to climb the league, and that's what we want to do.
We are live at Anfield and we're ready to go. Liverpool have been turned around here by Wigan in the first half. The Reds will be attacking the Kop in the first 45 minutes of this game. Wigan go away into a huddle to our right-hand side. And we're getting ready to get underway now. And a game, John, that Liverpool, well, we say it every week, don't we? We just need to start turning draws into victories, and it has to start today.
Yeah, absolutely. Straight away, I've got the formation. Wisdom's going to play left back. No, sorry, Johnson left back, Wisdom right back, with the forward to back. Enrique's playing left side of the front three, with Sterling and Suarez, and then obviously Suso's in behind. It's more like a 4-4-2 formation, really. Yep. Well, so it's going to be interesting.
One of your commentary team got the lineup right, and it wasn't the Reds legend John Aldridge anyway. No, I'd heard a whisper that Enrique would be pushed a bit further forward today.
Yeah,
so we'll just see how that goes. Yep. This afternoon.
Yeah, interesting.
We're underway here on City Talk 105.9. Liverpool against Wigan. Stuart Arrowsmith and John Aldridge, your commentary team here this afternoon, and the Reds are in possession with Daniel Agger midway inside his own half, just looking for the players ahead of him to make angles for him. It's Glenn Johnson down the left-hand side, plays a 1-2 with Jose Enrique, and Johnson 20 yards inside the Wigan half, infield towards Suso. Sterling's out to the right, Suarez through the middle. Suarez just has it nicked off his toe there by Gary Caldwell. Johnson on the edge of the box, now Enrique trying to feed the ball back in. It's all intricate, but just a bit too much on it in the end, and it comes through to Ali Alhabsi.
I felt Suso should have had a shot. He manipulated the position. He was 25 yards out-ish. He should have just had a belt in. You know, again, we're trying to thread balls through the eye of a needle.
Joe Allen forward towards Suso. Nice turn away from Watson. Midway inside the Wigan half. Comes towards the edge of the area. Still going Suso. Goes for goal. Great block by Caldwell. Gerrard will try and pick up possession again on the edge of the centre circle. Maloney goes in. And the ball will bounce away towards Martin Skrtel midway inside his own half. Across towards Agger. And Liverpool will get it back to Reina.
Was much better from Suso. Great feet. You know, and an insurgent run onto the back four. He caught the ball well, and he was well blocked from Wigan. You know, his goal was bound.
Liverpool on the attack with Enrique out towards Suarez. He's got three men in the middle. Suarez down the left-hand side. Oh, is it going to be an own goal? No, it's just wide of the post from Ben Watson. Dangerous ball in by Suarez from the left-hand side. Watson got in there, and just for a moment, I thought that was going to end up in the back of the net. But in the end, it's behind for a Liverpool corner.
Enrique done well. Set Suarez off. The cross went, he's so lucky. Oh, it should have been an own goal. It just scraped the pokes, didn't it?
Horrible one for Watson there. Just wide, it's a corner which Steven Gerrard will take from the left-hand side. Plenty of height in there for the Liverpool captain to aim for here. In it comes, right-footed towards Daniel Agger. Gets ahead to it, just wide of the left-hand post. It took a touch on the way through from Alhabsi. It's another corner, this time from the near side, Liverpool's right.
Better. Deep corner from Steve Gerrard. Left side there, and Agger got onto it, but it was deflected by, I think it was Caldwell. Another corner now coming in from the left-hand side, and it's young Suso to take it from the right, sorry.
There are five red shirts in there. It's not the best of balls in. It's easy for McCarthy to get away up towards the halfway line, where it'll be collected by Jose Enrique. He turns and gets the ball all the way back towards Pepe Reina. But Liverpool forcing three early corners here. Now Ben Watson looks out towards the right-hand side, but he has to come all the way back towards Ramis again. He gets it from Watson once more. Now it's keep ballless from Wigan so far, very much in the Martinez style. It's with Maloney now, out towards Bocajor again, down the Wigan left, in towards the feet of Coney. 25 yards out, Watson goes for goal.
What a lovely play.
Got underneath it. That must have been, 25 passes there.
Excellent
from Wigan
play.
Liverpool couldn't get on the end of.
Very rarely you see a team keep the ball so comfortably possessing the downfield for so many passes. And he struck it well, McCarthy, but it was rising all the time.
Jose Enrique hangs on to the ball and finds Glenn Johnson on the overlap down the left-hand side. He's got three red shirts in attacking positions here. Johnson, who's heading for the byline, tries to get it over. It's off the head of Caldwell. That's a bit of a cheap corner in the end from Wigan because there was no one on the end of it.
No one in the box, just Suarez on the far post. Suso had gone short and Sterling for the pass, and you've got to get in the box. Good play by Johnson, nevertheless.
Yep, fourth corner kick of the game here for Liverpool with 18 minutes on the clock.
You know, Suso, he's got to miss that first man.
Left-footed, Suso from the left-hand side towards Skirtle. Oh. It's partially cleared away. Appeals for hands from the cop, not given. It comes out to Gerrard down the right-hand side, drills it over, deflected, and it'll be collected by Maloney on the edge of the area. He's the only Wigan man around on that the edge of that area. There were six red shirts, but it's Maloney who emerges with the ball and finds Coney down the left-hand side. Steps infield away from Allen. Coney's not got a great deal of support, so he goes for goal, and Reina gets down well and safely behind that one. It was an ambitious effort from the Wigan man.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, was it? You know, he got power. He hit the target, which I think that's the first time either team's hit the target. You know, albeit 25-yard good run from him. Oh, that's a good deadline.
Suso, that's going to be a free kick for Liverpool here. Figueroa push him in and back.
Yeah, we had men in the box. Young Sterling just couldn't wrap his foot around it and get it towards the far post. We've got a free kick, and Steve Gerrard, probably his favourite area, he whips these in with a vengeance. He really does. We've seen both Liverpool and England score goals from these areas. Yeah. Just outside the 18-yard box towards the byline.
And he's got Skirtle, Johnson, Agger forward from the back. Suarez is in there as well. Two more on the edge. Free kick which Gerrard will take. Wigan have a two-man wall on the edge of the 18-yard box or just inside it. Now the free kick ready to be taken for Liverpool. Gerrard to take it from the right-hand side. And it comes low. It takes a deflection off. McCarthy goes behind. Another corner kick for Liverpool, but so difficult for the defenders, John, because invariably from Gerrard, they end up facing their own goalkeeper and it can go anywhere.
That's what happened. No, that could have gone anywhere. He's just got a little foot on it, could have gone his own goal. Good ball in by Stevie Gerrard. Another corner. I think it's our fourth of the game.
And it's going to be Suso to take it from
Mr. First Man this time. It's from the right-hand side. Make sure getting the right areas. Oh, the referees. Well,
Agger and Caldwell are having a real shoving match inside the six-yard area here. And the referee.
Caldwell this time. I think it's DeSanto, I think, is it? It's Caldwell. Caldwell. Yeah.
He's just having a word. The two number fives there. Just a bit of hustle and bustle inside the penalty area. This is the fifth corner of the game now. Suso's going to take it from the right-hand side, an in-swinger with his left foot when referee friend is ready. Just having a few more words with Daniel Agger, and now he's ready. Agger's got his head to one corner already, so we look for something similar here. There's still more pushing and shoving inside the area. I think the referee's got a bit of sorting out to do, but he's going to let it go. The
That's
corner comes in
corner
towards
again.
The near post by Suso. Comes out to Johnson. Edge of the box, goes for goal. Corner. It's well wide. Took a deflection, and it's going to be another corner kick for Liverpool.
Stevie's got to get him off the corner. He's on the right-hand side, because he can't get past the first man. Suso, yeah, he's come over. He said, yeah, leave it to me. I'll show you how it's done. It's right, you can't waste corners. You know, we got a score from him. We done it last week.
The cop urging a good delivery. That's here better. From Gerrard in towards Agger, and it
corner.
Comes off a Wigan head.
Oh,
the referee said
a
goal kick. It looked like a corner to me. And the referee says no, but I thought that was McCarthy who headed that one behind, I must say.
It was a clash of heads. I think that's when McCarthy stayed down, did he? But it wasn't much from Daniel Agger. He just walked away, so perhaps he did get his better corner, though.
That's six set pieces that Liverpool have had now in this game. Now, from open play, Gerrard picks it up and plays it in towards Suarez.
Nice.
Off towards Suso, 20 yards out, goes for goal!
What a save!
It, and the ball is cleared away by Figueroa. Suarez down on the ground. And now there's a bit of urgency about Liverpool. That was a decent stop by Ali Alhabsi.
It was
a shot from range.
Great effort, Bryce, by young Suso. He really caught that full on, and it was swerving and dipping, and it's a good save by the keeper.
Throw in for the Reds, taken by Wisdom towards the feet of Suso, trying to turn, but Wigan win it back down
there.
Left-hand side, and Suso gives that one away cheaply.
Cheap.
And
don't
the danger over. After a couple of minutes of pressure there, John, as well, the momentum has just been building nicely.
You know, we've seen the shot from Suso, sat up nice for him, he smashed it. It's a good save from the keeper. He really did get hold of that, Suso. And then the other side of his game, where he's a little bit naive, a little bit of greenness, youthfulness, you've got them in a corner, and he's given a foul and a way out when we had them hemmed in and under a bit of pressure. Just before that shot, Suarez was fouled, but the referee, I think, played advantage.
Yep.
And
It's a good advantage as
it was,
well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it was.
Glenn Johnson bursts down the left-hand side towards the byline, crossing towards Suso, who's there. Can't quite get a decent connection with that, and he turns it over the top of the crossbar and behind
for a
goal kick, but it was a good run by Johnson down the left-hand side.
It's a great chance. It's a lovely play from Johnson down left-hand side, and Enrique, good combination. Put the ball in. Suso's made a great run, but wasn't a great header, was it? You know, he's timed it on well. He just hit the target's goal. You know, you can't waste too many of them. Then off opportunities. You've got to hit the target. Again, we're 31 minutes in. We haven't hit the target. You know, we've had a couple of shots that have been blocked that maybe goal would bound, but hit the target, make the goalie work, and that was a great opportunity.
Here's Coney over the halfway line down the Wigan right hand side, trying to come away from Jose Enrique. He couldn't get hold of him. Coney went past him, and in the end he couldn't quite squeeze a through ball into Maloney, and Liverpool win it back. Gerrard, lovely ball out towards the left hand side for Suarez. Henderson's making a great run through the middle for him, looking for him there, Suarez. It breaks out towards Gerrard, 35 yards out, shot wide of the left hand post into the cop. Looked probably a bit closer to us than it actually was, but he followed it up. We've seen him do that so many times, but he couldn't quite find the target.
No, it was a fair bit wide. It was a decent break from Liverpool.
Could do with a goal here for Liverpool. They've threatened at times in this first half, but not really with any great deal of conviction in the final third. Here's Gerrard trying to do something about that. Here he comes, 20 yards out, looking for Suarez down the right-hand side. Tight angle, looks for...
The goalkeeper saved it,
and he didn't know anything about it.
He didn't know he'd saved it. It's a great run by Enrique.
Yeah, attacked the near post. And it comes to Ali Alhabsi, and he had his back to the ball, John, and managed to get his hands on it.
Well, that's the best move of the game for Liverpool. It was very cutting. Steve Gerrard, Suarez got the byline, put the ball near post, and Enrique's made a fantastic run to the near post. He just got something on it. I don't know what it was. Alhabsi's dived, and he saved it, and he's looking for the ball. He didn't even know he'd saved it. A little bit of luck for the keeper.
Yep. I make it, we've almost had the 4 minutes of stoppage time. And Wigan are on the attack with Maloney. That's a good tackle by Skirtle. Gerrard goes in, and Henderson will find Enrique just outside the centre circle. He dawdled in possession there, Enrique. He allows Boyce to win it back, and Wigan have it down this near side with Bosidjor. Oh, and that's a foul by Raheem Sterling. There wasn't a lot in that from the young England international, but it will be a free kick for Wigan down this near side. Frustrating.
Yeah, he put his arms on him, didn't he? You know, that one, the linesman did get right, I think.
There wasn't much in it, but I don't think Bosidjor needed much excuse to stop an appeal.
He's only 14 stone in the upper size of Raheem Sterling, 7 stone ringing wet.
Yep. Flyweight. Well, that's the end of the first half here at Anfield. Well, same old story. It's been a frustrating half for Liverpool. They've had spells of possession in this game, but they've not really been able to carve out too many clear-cut opportunities. One chance well made by Suarez down the left-hand side saw Ben Watson almost turn the ball into his own net, but it went the right side of the post as far as Wigan are concerned. Suso had a 25-yarder palmed away by Ali Alhabsi at one point as well. And then some more pressure later in the half when Enrique almost turned the ball home, and Ali Alhabsi managed to save it without really knowing too much about it. And that's really been the sum total of it, John. We've had spells of possession, as have Wigan, but again, we're just not testing the goalkeeper enough.
It's disappointing. It really is. You know, it's much of a muchness. You know, I can't say anything else. I think Wigan, to be quite honest, have been fairly comfortable. We've had a couple of moments, the one where the goalie didn't know it, he'd saved it off Enrique, then Suso's shot. You know, we've had a couple of shots been blocked, but all in all, we don't look like we're going to score. You know, and I'm busy seeing that. I said we need a clean sheet and need to get something and get hold of a 1-0 win, mate, at the moment, and that's the way it's looking.
If anyone's at home listening to this and you've seen other Liverpool games and you wonder what this one's about, well, it's the same as all the other ones.
Same old, exactly, absolutely. You know, let's just hope second half we can, you know, we can raise it a little bit and you know, get Suarez some much needed balls into the box or down the side. You know.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Don't be blue. Get a brand new iPad when we accept your claim. Visit hampsonhughes.com.
Stuart Arrowsmith and John Aldridge with you this afternoon. And here come Liverpool as well for the start of the second half. 0-0 at the break. We're hoping for much better in this second period. Gary Caldwell, their captain, steps away from Luis Suarez and he spreads it out towards the left-hand side. Now for Jean Bouchard. Oh, it's given away. It's for Raheem Sterling down the right-hand side. Suarez is in the middle, pulls it back to Suarez! And Luis Suarez gives Liverpool the lead. It's that man again. It's well built up down the right-hand side. The ball pulled back by Sterling. Luis Suarez was there, and he drills home his 12th goal of the season. And the deadlock is broken within 2 minutes of the second half. Luis Suarez lashes the ball into the back of the net, and it's Liverpool 1, Wigan Athletic 0.
Ah, what a great goal, I think. I missed it. I was coming up the stairs. Ah, he stuck it well, hadn't he? Some fella was in front of me in the stairs and he wouldn't bloody move, and I tried to push him to get onto it. I could hear the roar and I've got the stairs, next minute I see the ball in the back of the net, so I missed it. I got it on the three-peat anyway, the nugget.
Oh, it was made by Sterling down the right-hand side. He did really well, got inside the penalty area, stepped away from his man. He had two red shirts to pick out. He found Suarez on the penalty spot. And first time, Suarez sweeps it into the back of the net. 9 Premier League goals now this season, 12 in all competitions. You said, John, it had to be him who'd scored, and thank God he was there to do it.
I'm out of breath. I'm going mad. I really am a mister. Anyway, we needed that. We really needed that because we were going nowhere at half-time. Everyone's, you know, really frustrated, to say the least, in the press room and in the Carlsberg lounge. So he took it really well. Great finish. Young Sterling done well. I think the first half, Sterling, the game bypassed him in many ways. The England game's gone now. It's Liverpool. He's got to get himself back on track. And thankfully, we've got ourselves in front now because it's so important, the first goal.
Yeah.
If they would have got the first goal, I think we might have struggled big time here today. Yeah.
Now Henderson, the substitute, out towards Glenn Johnson down this left-hand side for Liverpool. Enrique is down this wing, but instead Johnson comes infield for Henderson. Back to Johnson again. Now it's Enrique, and Johnson bombs on ahead of him, but Enrique ignores him and ignores Suarez as well and goes on a run through the middle himself and looks for Suarez, who's clean through. Suarez!
Yeah!
2-0 to Liverpool, and 2 goals in 10 minutes for Luis Suarez. And well, this was looking tense for Liverpool, but now there's a bit of clear blue water between them and Wigan. It was a lovely ball in by by Jose Enrique for Luis Suarez, and he prods it beyond Al Habsi and into the back of the net. 58 minutes gone, Liverpool 2, Wigan 0.
You know what? How good was the run by Enrique? You know, as I said before, he can do things out the ordinary because he doesn't know what he's doing himself. He's playing in a position for the first time. They didn't know what he was going to do, and he's cut right across the back four. Suarez has made a great run, and he's put off a delightful, fantastic ball in behind the defence, and Suarez has gone on. Goalie's come out, stood up, and he's just put it back past him on the goalkeeper's left-hand side, just inside the post. 2-0, we've got the comfort now, which I don't think we've had the comfort all through the season at 2-0.
Here is Reina with a clearance out towards Johnson. Up goes Emerson Boyce. It's going to be picked up here by Joe Allen. Comes forward with it and tries to get it off for Steven Gerrard. Through towards Suarez. Liverpool on the attack again. Suarez hunting for a hat-trick. Goes for goal. Doesn't connect with that one well, and it goes wide on the far side. But it just opened up for him, and you can't blame him for having a go, John.
No, you can't. It was great play from Liverpool. He's not Meg Caldwell, and then he snatched it when he should have played young Sterling, and he's going for his hat-trick. He can smell the hat-trick.
Joe Allen wins it back in the centre of the midfield. It's with Gerrard again. Oh, he's done well. Skips away from Jones. Finds Sterling looking for Suarez inside the area. Suarez! Oh, side netting.
Good
just move. Opened up for a second. It's going to be a corner kick here for Liverpool, and just for a second it looked as though there was a hat-trick.
Lovely move. Really was a good move all round. Stevie Gerrard was heavily involved. Sterling, good ball. And then he scrambled his way. Suarez, good block. It was goalward bound.
It's 2-0 here at Anfield. We'll just break off a second because I thought the referee had pulled Liverpool up there, but play goes on. It's Sterling to Suarez. Looking for Sterling again. Shoots for goal.
Yeah! Enrique!
Makes it 3-0 for Liverpool. A shot which was spilled by the goalkeeper. It fell kindly for Enrique, and he slots it in from point-blank range. And, well, Liverpool are looking home and host now in this one. 65 gone. Liverpool 3, Wigan Athletic 0.
And someone's got a book in there. I think it's DeSanto. I don't know what it's for. Referee's gone over. Friend and his book. I think he's booking. Is it Caldwell? The captain's been booked as well. Two of them. Now, I don't know what that's over. Well, Enrique's first goal for Liverpool. Let's not get away from the fact it was a good move from Liverpool. I don't know what the argument about. It's a really good move from Suarez. Sterling had the shot. And what Enrique done is what strikers do. Followed the ball, followed it into the keeper. And an empty net, 3-0, 3 points, I think.
3-0's a nice scoreline for the Reds, who are on the attack again. Lovely turn by Suarez, looking for Enrique again. It's intercepted by Ramos. Sterling's trying to win the ball back on the edge of the area. Enrique's got it, dinks it in towards Jordan Henderson. Will this be...
Oh, what a chance! Oh,
high over the
What's
top of the crossbar
doing?
From Jordan Henderson. It was a decent move again. Liverpool starting to enjoy themselves now, and Henderson just couldn't get over the ball.
Well
over the top of the crossbar.
To be fair to him, it was going away from him. It was on his unfavoured left foot, but he knows he's got the target there, Jordan. It's so high. You know, it was his swinger. It wasn't his proper foot for kicking, and he's disappointed in himself. But Wigan are all over the place at the moment. You know, that should have been four.
Here come Liverpool on the attack. Glenn Johnson on the edge of the area.
Oh, he pulled it wide
at the near post. Brendan Rodgers thought that was in. I think we did too. But in the end, he just pulls it wide of the near post, Glenn Johnson. It remains 3-0, but that was a chance, John.
He done all the hard work, Glenn. Great run. Run right to the edge of the box, and goalie's beaten. It's just shaved the post.
Oh. Here's Enrique. Suarez has made the run. He's inside the area, left edge of the box. Oh, he's pulled it wide of the far post. The hat-trick was beckoning there for Luis Suarez. Wide on the left-hand side. He drags his shot a yard or so wide of the far post, and
great,
it's a goal kick for Wigan.
It wasn't a great angle for him, but he's dragged
it wide.
He wants
them following him, John, isn't it,
That's it.
There is the referee's full-time whistle here at Anfield. It's the victory we've been waiting for, a comfortable home win for Liverpool with a comfortable scoreline. That's what we've been looking for all season. And thanks to a second-half turnaround here from Liverpool and from that man, Luis Suarez, that's what we've got. A 3-0 victory here, courtesy of two goals in 10 minutes at the start of the second half. Luis Suarez with the first on 47, made by a cross from Raheem Sterling. A great finish from Suarez. And then another one after it was beautifully set up by Jose Enrique to make it 2-0. Enrique himself got on the score sheet on 65 after Sterling's shot was saved by Al Habsi. Enrique was there from close range to score. It could have been more than that. We'll settle for 3-0, John. We'll settle for goals and a clean sheet. But in truth, Liverpool by far the better side in the second half, and it could have been more than three.
Just, obviously at half-time, I feared the worst. You know, we'd have took 1-0, never mind 3-0. But we've got a bit of confidence back. We had quite a few chances. Good result. We know what Wigan have been, you know, a bit of a pain to us lately, but we've got the result that we needed today. And that will, you know, escalate us up the league somewhat, and seven games unbeaten. We've built a little bit of a foundation to go on with, and obviously there's a lot of work to be done. You've got to get to January and keep on getting these results, and then obviously the new year could bring more options for us, more goals and more results.
And credit to the manager, because it was a half-time turnaround here. The first half was going the way
it's
of
awful,
so many games,
but
the second half much better, so he'll be pleased with what he said at half-time has been taken on by the players.
We all thought that would happen, because at the end of the day the first half wasn't acceptable, and I think he's given them a lot of stick, and he got the response straight after the break, and the chance came to Louis, put it in, and then it sort of deflated them. So it's a big cheer there from the Liverpool fans, just the Red result rather than Everton, so as you'd expect, which happens with both sides of this city.
And John, we know obviously Suarez will take the attention, he man of the match performance from him, two goals, but let's make sure we don't overlook two fantastic passes to set up some of the goals today. There was the one from Suarez that set Sterling that set up the first goal, and that lovely through ball for Enrique for the second that made the chances for him.
That's what you need, the way we play, the way our system, you know, we depend on Suarez, that's what he's got to have. You know, balls of that quality, and thankfully we got them today. Sterling done better second half. I was disappointed with him first half. I think after him playing for England, that was a little bit of a reaction. But yeah, it all come good in the end, Stu. Post
match. We've got seven unbeaten now in the league, and we knew that we had to win today to capitalise, as you say, on the point last week. It's no good if you come home and then you don't win. So that was a real good win for us against a side that's already gone to Tottenham and won. And everyone respects them in the league because they're good players and are a threat. So for us to win here 3-0 and play like we did, it was really pleasing.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Don't see red. Get a brand new iPad when we accept your claim. Visit hampsonhughes.com.